This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
People are so afraid of dying that they've actually stopped living. This is true. I watch these folks that are hunkered down. I have a friend. He's like, hey, I'm still figuring out when I can leave the house. I'm like, what are you afraid of? You know, he just got the flu shot. Young guy. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I couldn't believe it. I'm like, you're going to get that shot? Yep. I'm getting it. I have another acquaintance mentioned that her father, I want to say he's in his 80s, he's getting the shot. I was like, are you serious? You're going to let your dad? She said, yeah, he won't let my family come visit. She and her husband and the kids want to go visit, and he won't let them come visit unless either they get the shot or he gets the shot. And according to her, her husband said they weren't getting the shot, so the dad got the shot. And he got his second one, and I was like, well, you know, guy's 80 years old. He's in more danger of dying from the shot or, you know, whatever. But, hey, to each his own. Anyway, glad you guys are here. TheKevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So afraid of dying, you stop living. Yeah. It's going to come. It's funny. I was talking to my youngest son about death, and I said, he said something about, at my funeral, you got to do blankety blank. And I was like, man, you've already started contemplating your funeral. And I go, you know, when do you think you're going to go? And he was like, oh, it's a long time. I said, it's going to come quicker than you think. It's going to come quicker than you think in terms of life. Even if it's 80, he's got, you know, 66 years before he's 80. And to him, it looks like such a long time. It's not that long. The reason why I'm bringing all this up, there was a woman, I saw a video, she gets arrested at a bank in Texas. Why? Because she was there to take out her money, and she refused to wear a mask. See, the governor of Texas lifted the restrictions on masks and said businesses can open, go back to normal. Well, she thought normal was normal. But she goes into her bank, and they still enforce a mask mandate. For the protection of their tellers, of course. Yeah, businesses apparently in Texas still want people to wear masks. I'm sure it's all over. In fact, I know it is. But what got me when I watched the video, because, you know, the woman was, I'm 64 years old, and they're arresting an old woman. And I made the comment when I saw it, if this had been a black woman, I bet they wouldn't have done what they did to that white chick. Bet they wouldn't have. But anyway, what got me was the comments. The comments on this video. Texas folks, the Republic of Texas, these people were cheering for the cop to arrest a woman. The comments were, good for the cop. Good for her. She should have been wearing her mask. Follow the law. And I'm thinking, yeah, these are the people that support Antifa and Black Lives Matter and stealing of elections and anarchy. And they're saying, follow the law. Unbelievable. And my thing is this. A year ago, before the Wu flu ever hit, if you had taken a poll about whether people should be forced to wear a mask if they're not sick or risk being arrested, overwhelmingly people would say no. And certainly in the Republic of Texas, I'm from Texas, we are a proud people, more than you would even know. And this woman gets arrested, and people are cheering for it. I wish I didn't print out the comments, but the level of comment, you know, I'm glad she did. Yeah, she thought she had privilege. Yeah, and so much for your white privilege, lady, and on and on and on. Happy. There were very few, maybe 2 out of the 25 that I read, say 1 out of 10, that was like, what kind of nonsense is this? There were very few. Folks, again, I repeat, this is not California. This was not Massachusetts. This was not Oregon. This was not Washington State. This was not Washington, D.C. This was not some leftist enclave. This is the Republic of Texas, where they fought the Alamo. You get what I'm saying? The pervasive groupthink, the group thought now, is that the mask is the way to go. Now, I made a Kev talk about this, and I talked about being in Arizona. Ducey lifted the mandate that I never honored anyway, but Ducey lifts it. And he says, hey, you can now wear your mask, not have to wear a mask or whatever. Thank you, Governor, for nothing. But anyway, so you can go into places. At the grocery store that I shop at, they took the sign away. You go through there. So the first day I went through there, I'd say 10 to 20% of the people were no longer wearing a mask. But I went the other day, and still the majority of people are wearing masks. And I'm asking myself, what is it going to take for you people to finally go, enough is enough? Has the mask become a fashion accessory for you? For many people, by the way, it has. But what is it going to take for you to go, you know, I'm done, to finally get fed up? It was amazing to me that you would think that with the mask mandate, and I live in a highly conservative area, that people would say, okay, boy, about time. Boop, flip it off. But see, they've been led into this thing now. You're not being socially conscious if you don't wear your mask. You're a bad person if you don't wear your mask. Some dude, when I went to the grocery store the other day, it was a bald-headed dude and his wife, me were the ones not wearing masks. And you could tell we looked at each other like, yeah, way to go. We're not the stupid ones out there still wearing masks because we're doing the world a favor. I already had COVID, woo flu. I'm not worried about getting it. I know I'm not infected. I'm not sick. And I'm not going to act sick. And you're not going to guilt me into feeling like, well, if I'm not wearing my mask, I'm not making other people feel safe. Really? That's what you have to have for safety? Unbelievable. We're now in this mindset, and it's us against them, and you can see it. You can see the people who still kind of have this, oh, I can't believe you're not wearing your mask. Well, you can believe it, because I ain't wearing it. But those people are out there looking at you, judging, because the Democrats love it. I said on my Kev talks, if everybody were identical except for our feet, I guarantee you the left would have a distinction between the feet, and they would create class warfare just on feet. If we had one distinguishing feature that differed, I guarantee you the left would figure out a way to profiteer on it. It's pathetic. Anyway, they're also talking about more with this vaccine that I want to get into this particular broadcast. So we're definitely going to cover that when we get back. We got a ton of other news too. So hang in there, folks. Glad you're with me.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
A California legislator, his name is Kevin Kiley, he tweeted, California has the nation's second highest unemployment, lowest percent of kids at school, seventh worst COVID-era mortality, but the recall is just a partisan power grab. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to. Talking about the recall of Gavin Newsom, well over 2 million bona fide signatures. The irony being, Gavin Newsom has said he wants every one of those signatures checked and validated with their signatures, cross-checked against what the NSA has on file, etc., etc. Yeah, because now they want to make sure that all the votes count. Glad you guys are here. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Wu flu scams, kids out of school scams, and guess what they did with this big money grab? They paid off billions of dollars to get unions dues back, you know, the unions back up, because the people are leaving the unions, these underfunded pensions and so on. They use your tax dollars to do this. It's unbelievable, the world that we live in. By the way,
People are still wondering, what's the world going to be? We're living in this state of limbo. States have opened up. Various states, their governors have said, we're open. But now you got businesses that are saying, we don't care. You still can't wear the mask. We just had a segment where a woman was arrested for wearing her mask. You know, and by the way, in the Lone Star State, in case you're just tuning in, we just talked about this. It's insane. And so the problem is businesses don't know what to do. Neither do people, by the way. Are you planning a trip? Let me ask you this. Have you been thinking about a trip? Because most people I know, you're going, well, the kids are out for spring break. We want to figure out what to do with them. Where can we go? Where it's not going to be so restrictive. Let me give you a hint. Florida. But maybe you were looking to go overseas. Maybe you were like, oh, you know, we're going to go see China or whatever. Now you're wondering, are they going to make you get a shot? I saw something about China where they're saying, well, if you get your local shot, it'll be okay. I don't want to get a shot at all. I may never get to travel internationally again because I'm not getting the shot. Marvin Hagler, you remember the boxer Marvin Hagler? Died. He got the shot and died right after. Oh, I know. It was just his time. It had nothing to do with the Wu-Flu. If you believe that what the left are telling you about this thing, but it's never the shot that kills you. But if you do die, it's always Wu-Flu that killed you. I don't care what you had. But if you get the shot, no, it wasn't Wu-Flu. You could die the minute they take the needle out. They go, no, it wasn't complications of the shot. You were just going to die in that moment regardless. You're not convincing this black man of that. So anyway, Chuck Todd is asking Fraudchi. I want you to listen to this clip. You guys have that clip ready? I want you to listen to this clip. This is Fraudchi's response to every question he's asked. And let me just give you a hint. He'll say, well, that's a good question. And then he gives you a non-answer. Somebody tweeted, they said, why don't you just take one of those magic eight balls and replace Fauci and save the taxpayers over $400,000 a year? Because it's just as right as Fraudchi. One of my other friends said, there was a thing that says, Fraudchi said, and he goes, stop right there. I don't need to hear anymore. And I think it was Adam Baldwin, one of my actor buddies. Anyway, let's play this clip. But here's Chuck Todd asking Fraudchi a setup question, and Fraudchi can't even answer it honestly.
And very quickly, we know President Biden said at backyard gatherings. I've got a staffer or two that wants this question asked of you, and I'm sure they're not alone, which is, when can people plan an indoor wedding?
You know, that's a good question, and I think that's going to be within a reasonable period of time. You notice what the CDC is doing? They gave... I didn't hear what you said.
This calendar year?
What time of the year? I can't give you that exact date because it's going to absolutely depend, and this gets back to our conversation a minute or two ago. It's going to depend on the level of infection in community. If we plateau and stay at 60,000 a day and go up with a peak, I mean, you can make no prediction. If we keep going down and get to a very, very low level, when we're there and we have a good proportion of the people vaccinated, I think you're going to see weddings in the normal way that we've seen it within a reasonable period of time. But there's always the caveat that it's not going to happen if all of a sudden you have a surge.
So be careful in the next month or two for sure anyway. Dr. Fauci is...
Allow me to finish for Tuck Todd. It's been uninsightful and not a delight listening to you lie to the American people again. What a joke this guy is. Wow. So, that's a good question. So, it could happen in a reasonable period of time. Notice what the CDC is, what's that? So what he's going to do is he's going to quote the CDC to let you know what they think about it. And he's going to deflect and, you know, and give you these ideas around, maybe throw in one big word. You know, he didn't get a chance to do that this time. I can't give you an exact date because, you know, it depends on the level of infection at the time. He goes into these long, stupid explanations of, you know, if you get a surge and then it plateaus, but then it goes down and somebody throws some hocus pocus and then maybe there's a house party that happens somewhere in Kentucky, then you probably will look at the infection rate as it lateralizes across different variables and such. You know what I'm saying? So if this happens, and then, of course, if that is interconnected with this thing, then you can really make no prediction within a reasonable amount of time of what could possibly happen definitively. That was pretty good. That was just riffing on Fauci. He says nothing. He gives you no answer that's reasonable that you could take to the bank. Will we have what? Chuck Todd asks a simple question. When are people going to be able to resume normal life and have a wedding? Chuck Todd's asking for somebody gay. You know this. When can we have gay weddings again? Will someone let us know? So we can go sue some bakers for not baking gay wedding cakes? Let us know, Dr. Fauci. That's what this is all about. So when can we have weddings again? Why weddings, Chuck Todd? It was meant to be a setup question that Fauci couldn't even answer. When do we have weddings? When do we have bar mitzvahs? And bar mitzvahs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say the suspect in the shooting deaths of 8 people at Atlanta area massage parlors yesterday was heading toward Florida and intended to commit more attacks. Officers saying 21-year-old Robert Aaron Long wanted to target the porn industry in a state when officers were able to apprehend him. AccuWeather forecasters warn that a dangerous severe weather outbreak could put at least 17 states and more than 100 million Americans at risk across the United States this week. Severe thunderstorms are possible Wednesday and Thursday across parts of the southern United States, with the greatest threat for potential tornadoes Wednesday lasting into the nighttime hours and Thursday. States at risk for severe weather, including at least isolated tornadoes, include Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Tennessee. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Many Americans are seeing green today, and not just because it's St. Patrick's Day. The new stimulus checks are expected to start hitting bank accounts. The $1,400 payments were part of the recently passed American Rescue Plan. The IRS started direct depositing money into people's accounts starting on Friday. A contingency plan is in place if one team makes it to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament.
The brackets are set for this year's edition of the NCAA Men's Division I basketball tournament, but the schedule might be a little flexible. Tournament organizers say that if BYU makes it to the Sweet 16, they will swap the days that their games are played. As scheduled, the Cougars would play their regional semifinal game on Sunday, March 28th. However, that would violate the Mormon school's policy that prohibits participating in competition on a Sunday. If they advance, the East would swap days with the Midwest region, meaning their games would then take place on March 27th. BYU last made it to the Sweet 16 in 2011. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But who knows? Who knows? I may even decide to beat them for a third time, okay?
President Trump may very well be beating them a third time already, or at least for the second time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. He's a pretty profound individual. If you look at the policies that Trump implemented and you look at Biden in these first few days of his coup, I got to tell you, not looking too good for the Democrats, not looking too good for the country. Well, we knew that was going to happen. But you look at, he's already looking at raising taxes. Congress is looking at thwarting new rules that sort of put things in their favor. They are showcasing what they're willing to go through, and I think they're chasing a lot more people away. It's going to make it much more difficult to cheat. And ultimately, I'm going to tell you, we win. We win in the end. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. We are spreading the word about what's going on out there. Looking at news, I think unconventionally, I think is the way I would describe it. And you folks are helping a lot. Thank you for all the support. I hope you continue to tell people about the program and all the other absolutely phenomenal things that we do. Like, for example, my movie site, theflickfest.com, getting so much high praise. Filmmakers, we got a deal from a filmmaker. He said, I went to see the site. He wrote a note to somebody who's working with us through acquisitions, and he said, I went to see the site. It's phenomenal. He goes, should I put my film out there? And the lady who in Hollywood who's working with us said, absolutely. It's up and coming. My acquisitions person was beaming over getting this email because this is a group of L.A. leftists who are trying to help independent filmmakers, and she's recommending us because we're open. We accept your product as long as it's good. I don't care what your story is, as long as it's good. As long as you're not trying to promote some idiotic view of life that I think is counter to the American way of life. I'm happy to tell your story. Everything doesn't make it, though. We've rejected probably, I'm going to guess and say 200 films. Now, why did we reject them? They were poorly made. I had a guy, he's gay, he asked me, because he's like, oh, is this a site for conservatives? I said, it's a site for filmmakers who want to tell their truth. You want to tell your story about your lifestyle, what you're about? I'm not going to stop you, but it better be good, and it shouldn't be you trying to convince people that it's the way things should be. How about you just tell your story and let us figure it out? See, I think as conservatives, we're smart enough to do this. Because I get the argument the other way. Kevin, you're going to let them have all this other crap that's on there and all this? I'm like, what crap? You know, promoting this or that? Look, I'm not here to determine if you say a gay person talking about their lifestyle is promoting something. That's not for me to decide. You don't have to accept it. You can reject it. Or you can be a normal human being that just enjoys the story. This gay guy that made this film, the film was about two people who wanted to commit suicide. And they were on a suicide hotline together. And it's a black chick and this gay guy. Well, I take that back. The guy wasn't gay in the film, but he's actually gay in real life. And they have this unbelievably cool relationship. Now, it's a gay guy that made it. I don't care. The story was phenomenal. They become friends. He goes to get revenge on his girlfriend and throws eggs at her house. And then her big boyfriend comes out and threatens to beat him up. And it turns out the girl was having the affair with him, not with old beefcakes. It was a funny story. Anyway, enough about that. There's some great films out there. I hope you go check it out. This is not some rinky-dink attempt like many of the social media sites that aren't ready for prime time to get your money or to get your time. This is a legitimate site that you're going to enjoy. Not what I wanted to talk about, though. I want to talk about the controversy of replacing a competent president with a loser. And that's what we did. We replaced president. We didn't. The powers that be did. The same powers that be that are taking down Cuomo, the ones who could take down Biden whenever they want, the ones who could take down Kamala Harris whenever they choose. You want to know why people stay in D.C. for decades? I'll tell you why. They get more and more power. Why did McCain not have to die in office? Why? Dude had more money than God. He was it's sad to say this, in Arizona, the guy was canonized. You can't say anything negative about McCain in Arizona. I do all the time, but you can't. People, they're still afraid. They're afraid of his ghost. Well, to quote Ray Parker Jr., I ain't afraid of no ghost. But yeah, so they think the man is amazing and won't say anything against him. Why do you think Pelosi will die in office? Why do you think Schumer? These are 70 plus, almost 80 year old people. They can barely get up in the morning. They got to look for their Depends and their whatever else is just to get their bodies together. And they shuffle over to Congress and make laws that don't apply to them. That's where we are. So we've got this idiot president. This idiot, and I'm not even calling him president, this idiot in the White House who's trying to dismantle the policies of Donald Trump, and you're going to feel the impact. They are moving fast. These leftists do not want to leave anything to chance. They want this done. So they're moving at warp speed. You're watching them, right? Market volatility. If Trump were president, let me tell you where the market would be right now. If Donald Trump were president, continuing with his policies, the market would be at 33,000 plus and still heading up. The market is bouncing around because it doesn't know what Biden and that team is going to do. And the power brokers have figured out they don't control the market as much as they thought they did because they got a lesson with AMC and the GameStop. They got a big rude awakening that maybe we don't control things to the degree that we thought we did. This is where we are. Anyway, let me play this. Psaki is asked about the treatment of minors at the border.
First question is back on the border. There were lawyers who interviewed some children that were in facilities. The children described sleeping on the floor, being hungry, not seeing the sun for days. How is that acceptable for the Biden administration to keep children in those sorts of conditions, given the fact that she said you were in an administration that's going to be more humane than the previous one?
Well, let me first say this is heartbreaking. It's a very emotional issue for a lot of people, and it's very difficult and challenging. And obviously, these TBP facilities are not made for kids. So one of the reasons, or a driving reason why the president has pushed to take all of the actions that I outlined earlier when Phil asked the question, is because we want to expedite getting these kids out of these TBP facilities as quickly as possible. And that's our goal and our objective, and into shelters as quickly as possible, then into sponsored homes while their cases are being considered and adjudicated.
The Democrats have no plan. Shocker. Shocker. No plan. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. They have no plan. Children are hungry, and they can't see the light of day. They're sleeping on the floor. But Psaki gets asked, what are you going to do? And she's, the lady says, I thought you were going to be more humane than President Trump's administration. And Psaki, this is heartbreaking. It's emotional. It's difficult. It's challenging. Those facilities were not made for kids. Well, who were they made for? Animals? They were made during the time of Obama's administration and maybe before that. Why didn't they get changed during the time of Obama? Trump inherited that mess. Heartbreaking, emotional, and challenging. But guess who's bringing more of them into that situation? Guess who's condoning having people come from all over the Central America and South America to the United States unchecked? I think you know the answer. No, I'm not going to answer your question about how badly they're treated. It's terrible what's happening. Let me ask you this. When there were 2/3 less children in those facilities, how humane was that? When we had a policy that kept people home, so they said, you know what, I'm not going to America because they're going to just turn us around and we're not going to be able to stay. Which is more humane? I contend that Trump's solution was much more humane than Biden's.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What would the media say if Trump had Biden's border issue? What would they be talking about right now? Welcome, everybody, to Kevin Jackson Show. Well, it's easy to know. It's easy to figure out. You don't have to. It's not too big of a thought exercise to wonder. If you had three times the number of kids sleeping on the floor, not seeing the sunlight, and are hungry, what the media would be saying? If Trump were in charge. Trump gets to sit back now and laugh at the Biden administration and say, hey, thought it was easy, huh? See, the easiest policy was what Trump did when he said, stay home. I have a question for you. What is your best natural resource in your country? What is the best natural resource? Now, see, liberals will go, well, let me think. Well, there's gold, and then, of course, there's oil, but we don't really like oil. So maybe it's water, or we have a game park, or what, I don't know. But let me just tell you this. Your best natural resource are your people. Who cares more about your country? The indigenous people or somebody that comes from nowhere? Now, let me tell you where the exception to that occurs. In other words, if you were to ask a Russian, do you care more about Russia or somebody who migrated to Russia, who cares more? You think Snowden cares more about Russia than the Russians just because they took him in? Because I suspect that he still would like to come back to America. I bet you a lot of Russians would like to be in America. I know for a fact a lot of Chinese want to be here. America is the only place where a person can come and they will disavow their other life, their other country, their other culture. They love America more than they love their homeland. It's rare to have an American feel that way. The only Americans who feel that way are leftists. I've lived in different places. I've worked in different places, visited. There is nothing I would give up not to be here in America. Nothing. Unbelievable. This is what we've built. And these leftists want to tear it down. Biden's got a serious border issue that the media is going to soft shoe. They're going to ignore. They're not going to tell you the seriousness of it. They're not going to try to demagogue it and make it into a big media thing because it's Biden. It's a Democrat issue, so they can't do it. I'm actually surprised they asked a question I played in the last segment about why aren't you more, they were supposed to be heartfelt. Why aren't you more heartfelt? Are we supposed to be compassionate Democrats and all that? And they're learning. No, because, see, it would require solving the problem, and solving the problem means making people stay home. We send billions of dollars to these countries to help rebuild them, and then they still send us their problem children. So, Ducey asked Psaki, do you want to rename this? And I thought it was absolutely spectacular what he did. It was a simple question about FEMA. You guys know what FEMA is, right? Federal Emergency Management Agency. That's what FEMA is. And during a White House press briefing, Peter Ducey asked whether or not FEMA's involvement constitutes a disaster. That's when FEMA steps in, is during a disaster. That's what the emergency part of FEMA means. So here's the clip of Ducey asking the question.
Immigration, does FEMA's arrival at the border mean that the administration feels what is happening down at the border is a disaster?
I know that we always get into the fun of labels around here, but I would say our focus is on solutions, and this is one of the steps that the president felt would help not become a final solution, but help expedite processing, help ensure that people who are coming across the border have access to health and medical care. Clearly, the numbers are enormous. This is a big challenge, and it certainly is a reflection of using every lever of the federal government to help address that.
How pathetic was that? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Jen Psaki. Oh, you guys like to have fun with labels. A label? How is it a label when you're asking a very simple question? You deploy FEMA. Let me ask you guys listening to the show. When does FEMA come out? Hurricanes? Landslides, tornadoes, whatever. That's when they're deployed. They're essentially trying to cover up a disaster by deploying the Federal Emergency Management Agency and say, no, we're deploying our disaster agency, but there is no disaster. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. When the big cheat happened, they should have deployed FEMA to D.C. because this is the biggest disaster we've had in decades. Dating back to, I'm going to say around 2008, when we elected a disaster. We legitimately elected that disaster. Baby Black Jesus. He was going to save us all, right? If you were to go back, look at Obama's record, and apply the Trump media to everything Obama did, and then come back, you know, with me in the time machine, you would be going, Kevin, I can't believe what he got away with. Charging people for their medical bills, letting veterans die on waiting lines. Can you imagine if they applied the very same thing they did to Trump, to Obama? Now, look at the very thing they're doing with Joe Biden. They're not giving him as much of a pass, though, are they? In the previous segment, we had a lady ask about, you know, why are you letting these kids sleep on the floor? They're hungry. They can't see the sunlight. Well, you know, we really feel bad. It's terrible. It needs to be, you know, more done. It's heartbreaking. It's emotional. It's difficult. It's challenging. It's your problem, Psaki. It's the problem of your brain-dead, moronic boss. That's his problem. He created it. Fun with labels. Then she goes on to say, well, we focus on solutions. Let me ask you, how good is the solution that has a problem of overflow and you're still allowing overflow to occur? Because Ducey goes on to ask, are you going to do anything to stop this? Let's hear the rest of that clip.
With FEMA, though, specifically, their mission is helping people before, during, and after disasters. We've heard you say that it's a problem, that it's a challenge. Is it now a disaster?
I appreciate the opportunity. I do like your mask. But I will say that FEMA is there to help ensure that the people who are at the border, who are coming across the border, have access to HHS and ORR shelters, that we can swiftly place them with vetted families. They're playing a number of roles there to address what we feel is a significant problem and a significant challenge. And I think we haven't been hiding about that.
Why can't the left just admit when they have no solutions? Why can't they just say it is a disaster? You know, guys, we underestimated. We didn't think it would be this way, whatever. Or you know what? The previous administration had the right approach. They cannot admit that they're wrong. That's when you know you're dealing with narcissists. And before they will admit that they're wrong, off with your heads. Welcome back to KevinJacksonNetwork.com. What you're listening to, I'm Kevin Jackson. Fun with labels. She compliments Ducey on his mask, a delay tactic. But she was back in regular leftist territory, exposed when she has to answer the question. FEMA is there to help ensure people who are at the border have access to shelters so they can quickly be placed in vetted families, blah, blah, blah. None of it saying that it is a disaster and we had to deploy America's Emergency Management Agency in order to do something about it. Then Ducey says, well, wait, what's the plan? You know, 90 days, you know, are they going to get, what are you going to do with them? Does this mean that the federal government is now moving beyond the message of the last couple of weeks and you're going to ask people not to show up because it's overcrowded? Are you going to revert back to, dare I say it, the Trump administration's program? No, we're going to do both. It's a complicated problem. We're sending the message clearly. Now is not the time to come. We'll let you know. When it's political expedient for us, we'll bring you back in. You know, maybe, what, around election time? Folks, this is a cluster duck of the highest order. All because Democrats cheated to put a demented clown and his staffers in office. They should be ashamed of themselves at their reckless policies and revert back to Trump.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.